We are Pithy Sweet, and this is Enter the Shell.
Show.
Losing all my change. Well, that girl's been taken from me. She must be insane. Well, bring it on. Well, bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. Well, bring it on. There's a fear in the getting street. People lost their way. Don't know what's up or down. Girl, you gotta pay. Well, bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. Well, bring it on. Yeah. Thunder in the distance, tearing through my mind. Well, bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. Well, bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. There's a hole in my pocket. I'm losing all my change. Well, that girl's been taken from me. She must be insane. Well, bring it on. Yeah, bring it on. Well, bring it on. Yeah.
And welcome to the Enter the Shell show, broadcasting from NoHo2 Studio. NoHo2.com is where you could find us at. You just heard the song Bring It On by the band that we're featuring today, and that is Filthy Sweet. But before we get into the band, I want to talk to you about two big announcements for the Enter the Shell show and for EnterTheShell.com. I want to say, and I will say, if I can be quite frank, that we are now syndicated. We have been picked up by Stitcher Radio. That's Stitcher.com for more details. But you may be wondering, what is Stitcher Radio? Well, Stitcher Radio, it streams your favorite podcasts, favorite radio shows, including this one, the Enter the Shell show, news, and it's quite frankly the best thing since sliced bread. I've had sliced bread, and then I had Stitcher Radio, and I will say this, good on meat, Stitcher Radio. So there it is, a pretty big announcement, so we're happy for all those new fans coming aboard on Stitcher.com. We'll have links on EnterTheShell.com to Stitcher Radio. Also, another thing that I wanted to mention is that we have a record store on EnterTheShell.com. So any albums that we reviewed, guess what? You can now buy them through us. And I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, Turtle, you are probably going to get all the money. And I'm like, yes, I am. But here's the deal, all right? Some of that money I'm going to give back to the fans, to the artists that have been on this show. At the end of the year, any money that I make, some of the money will go to an artist. We don't know how. Maybe we'll do a poll and we'll do it like that. But some, whether it's $5, whether it's $10, whether it's like 50, money will be given back to the artists that have been featured on the End of the Shell show. So it's a pretty good incentive. And also, we're going to do some charity work as well and give money to charity. So granted, I will be getting a small little percentage of what you're getting, but know this, that you are donating to the music movement to help bands such as Pithy Sweet, you know, come on and, you know, help them out. So it's all, you know, full circle here at the End of the Shell show. Like I said before, Pithy Sweet is the band. And I want to talk to you guys real quick about releasing your debut EP, Hole in My Pocket. And what was it like working with the producer, Barrett Slagle?
Barrett's, he's really good at coming up with ideas for music, for bands and stuff. He helped us when we, with our last band that we were in, and he did a lot for that. And most of his ideas are really good. Like, they just make the song better, basically. It's not just adding in fluff, just, you know, to add something in. But for this EP, we didn't really have a whole lot of time to do pre-production.
Why was that?
Money.
Yeah, we had a very small budget to do the EP. So.
And so he came in and he turned this this money into something. It like made it last or what?
Yeah, he definitely made it go a long way, I would say.
And how far was he about the creativity of the band?
He always lets it know that it's his ideas, you know? That's what a good producer does, is they kind of say, these are my ideas, because he's like a fresh set of ears to the ideas we've had. So he contributes something, he says, take it or leave it, but just humor me, run through it a couple times, we'll run through it, it sounds great. It's usually just minor tweaks. You know, he's not completely deconstructing a whole song. It's just little things here. If we make this 2 seconds longer, yeah, we add this here. And it does wonders.
And you can definitely see a difference, mm-hmm, from the songs before we work with Barrett and then after we work with Barrett. You can definitely see a difference in the song's progression.
Yeah.
It might not be anything other than like adding one chord to a bridge or one chord to a chorus, but you can, after the final product is past Barrett and, you know, recorded, you can definitely see a difference in it.
Yeah.
Now, you guys have been together for a few years now, right?
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this show is all about honesty and being open, especially amongst musicians. I know that you've had not necessarily a lot, but you've run your course through with working with other people.
Yeah.
I want to know, what is it like when you guys finally said, hey, you know what? We're going to be a trio. Enough with having an extra guitarist or an extra accordion. I don't know. You know, but there comes a point where you guys finally said, okay, we're just going to keep it us three. And I want to know, what is it like when you tell the bandmate, you know, hey, sorry, it's not working out. And at the same time, I would think, like, up to now, they should all realize that we're all professionals now. We're all professionals here. Well, maybe not me. I'll be the first to be like, nah, fuck that. But are they professional when it's like, you know what? You're right. You know, what's good for the band, I'm necessarily not good. I understand this. What's that like?
Well, we've never really had to deal with that, actually.
Yeah, talk to them. They did.
Yeah, like, because the last band that we were in, we were all in together, plus one, and I don't even really know, like, how that kind of ended.
It just kind of, like, disintegrated into...
Yeah.
You ever been in a relationship with a girl, and it's just gone on a couple months too long?
I stick with it. I'm Mexican.
Oh, do you? Okay. We tried. No, yeah, and it ran its course, you know? We'd done all we could, and there was nowhere to go from there. And we just said... We were all just going to go our separate ways, but the three of us kind of snuck together
privately and just talked and said, yeah, let's see what we can do.
Basically, we just all weren't done mm-hmm. yet. And so, mm-hmm. but.
And then we had a yeah. former member of Pithy Sweet, and we didn't kick him out. He left as well. So we've never really had to do the, you know, the kicking out or the asking to leave of another member.
Necessarily. But we'll tell you after we kick Bobby out.
So. You kick Bobby out?
We'll kick him out, and then okay. we'll let you know.
So yeah, I want the exclusive. Bobby's not looking very happy, by the way. If I can just throw that out there.
It's your choice.
We were talking with Pithy Sweet right now. And what is... Because when I first heard Pithy... Am I saying that right? It is Pithy Sweet,
yeah,
right?
Pithy, yeah.
I believe it's pronounced Fitty.
Fitty.
Sweet.
Fitty Sweet. Is it Fitty Sweet?
No, it's Pithy Sweet.
It's
sorry.
Pithy Sweet.
Pithy.
Pithy Sweet.
Pithy.
And at first I thought you guys were Filthy Sweet. And I was like... and that was like your sound, because I heard your sound, and yeah. I went on SoundCloud, and mm-hmm. I cyber-stalked you guys at pithysweet.com.
Nice.
And I saw the trailer to this coming EP, and I was like, fuck, dude. These guys are so filthy sweet. It's fucking ridiculous.
Filthy.
Filthy. I think you guys should change your name to Filthy.
It's not a bad idea.
I'm just saying. You heard it here first. Filthy Sweet. But what is Pithy Sweet?
Ben.
Evan.
Ben's the one who texted me the party asking if we wanted Pithy Sweet.
What were the other names?
God, if I remember. I specifically said that I don't want to pick a band name because it feels like every band name I pick, it dies. Does it go anywhere? So I said, I'm cursed. So someone else needs to pick a band name. So Ben ran with Pithy Sweet, gave it to us. At first, we shrugged it off as one of many other ideas. But then we had a show coming up. I think it was about a day before the show, and they were hounding us, saying we need something to put on the marquee. So we said, screw it. We'll just go with Pithy Sweet for now. If we hate it, we'll change it. It's not like, you know, this could be the show that breaks us or anything. So we just need something to put on the marquee. So we put it up, and once we saw it up there, we said, wow, I really like that.
But that reminds me of Radiohead, and when Tom York went solo, and he didn't have a name for the backup band. So people were like, you know, what's the name of your backup band or whatever? And so for a while, it was just Tom York, and then they had just question marks for a while. And I thought they were going to go with that. I was like, ah, that's pretty badass. No, that's but pretty cool. They didn't. Damn you, Tom York. I'm a huge Tom York fan, so don't worry. Now, a while ago, you played with some Enter the Shell Show alumni. And, of course, I'm talking about the Steelwells, mm-hmm. One of my personal favorite bands. And you got to work with Joy Winter, who I can't say enough about. And, like, and it's funny because when I ran into you guys, the first thing out of my mouth was Joy Winter because I'm like, I love that guy. I want to know, have you had his oatmeal cookies?
No.
Have not.
I hate you. I hate you. Could be. Do you like oatmeal cookies, Rob?
Do I?
Yeah.
Yes.
You haven't lived. I'm sorry. I'm just going to go right there. You haven't lived. Evan, have you?
If I say yes, will you not hate me?
It depends. If it's a fake yes, I might.
No.
God damn. Ben, please.
I have not been privileged enough to have the oatmeal cookies.
You haven't lived.
Yo, don't think this up with us. You got to talk to Joy.
I'm going to. I'm going to be like,
the son of a bitch who's not making his cookies.
Like, Joey, what the fuck? Why aren't you pouring out your fucking shit, man? It's so fucking good.
We're
going to
be drunk phone calls later tonight.
So I want to know, now that you guys are done with the EP.
Sorry.
I won't mind that. I won't mind doing drunk calls. You guys mastered the EP, right?
Yes.
So, Evan, what does mastering mean?
It's basically... I picked the wrong guy to ask.
No. I picked the right guy.
Oh, my God. What does mastering mean? It means, for me, spending a lot of money for something I don't entirely understand. But I'm guaranteed from this guy that it's going to make us sound better.
Are you talking about Ben, right?
No, I'm talking about Rob.
Rob, can you explain what mastering is?
Mastering, from my point of view, is spending a lot of money for something that you don't under... No. it's taking the project taking the songs as a project instead of mixing. You mix each individual song, and it's taking all the songs together and making them sound like a full project instead of each individual song, and making sure the levels of each song are the same, and there's not one that's super loud, one that's super soft, and also it can, what is the word? I'm terrible with words, by the way.
He is.
I'm glad you're on my show.
Yeah. It can be comparable to other mainstream music.
Okay. Did you enjoy the mastering process?
I did not master it.
But, like, did you enjoy just, like, listening to, you know, the unmastered version and then listening to the master and then saying, hey, all right, I get it.
Oh, yes, I did.
Yeah.
I enjoy that greatly. I really do.
Good. Convinced me.
I enjoy that greatly.
Good. Now, right now, we're not getting kind of the full version of Pithy Sweet. Right now, we have you kind of broken down acoustically, yes. And that's just because we like to do shit different, you know?
Fair enough.
But enjoy it.
Yeah. Do you guys play acoustically a lot, or is this a rarity?
This is actually our second time
ever.
We played We played a benefit show not too long ago, and we had to pull together an acoustic set. So we did. It was cool.
All right. Well, what we're going to do now is we're going to get another glimpse of Pithy Sweet as they play for us What's Inside. We're going to have more with the band right here on the End of the Shell Show.
Find a way get back to this weight of free coming day. One more day of misery. Window pane, living of its way to see coming days. Almost done, it's coming waves. So songs, what's inside of me? Yeah. All right, well, songs. They're inside of me, yeah. You're my pain. You're my love, my honeybee. Take it away. All this time we've left and seen songs. They're inside of me, yeah. All right, well, songs. What's inside of you? Dripping all over me. Oh, your hands, they're waving and they wanna clean. Nobody said please, but treat me like a talking wind. Go down with their needs. Lead me to another dream. Finding news to some police. songs. Yeah, songs. Well, songs. Yeah, songs. Well, songs. Yeah, songs. Yeah, songs. Well, songs. Yeah, songs. Well, songs.
It is the Enter the Shell show, and we are talking with Pithy Sweet. PithySweet.com is where you can find them, and you just heard What's Inside, and if I can get a little analysis of what that song is about. Not all at once.
I'm right. That's what you're trying to do. Well, it's about the Psalms in the Bible. Mm-hmm. And basically, in a way, recognizing if I'm living by them, and I guess what that means to me, I guess. Yeah.
Are you living by them?
Try to.
We all try.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, you know, the day I meet my maker, I'm going to say, hey, come on. You know, like, I try to be a good guy, you know?
More often than not.
Right, more often than not. I'm like, those other times, come on, like you wouldn't, you know? And of course, he's going to be like, well, you know, you fucked up. You know what I mean? I'm gonna be like, Yeah, I know. But it's knowing that those mistakes that you made and knowing, you know, I'm not necessarily a religious man, mm-hmm. but I do know when I've done something bad, mm-hmm. you know, and I feel that. I know, like, you know what, yeah, what I show remorse for it, and I say, you know what, like, yeah, I fucked up, and if there's karma, if there's such a thing as karma, and it gets me, you know what? I honestly say I deserve that, mm-hmm. you know, and I just roll with the punches and go. Are you a religious person at all?
Yeah.
All right. So do you go to church like on Sundays and things like that?
Yeah.
That's interesting. Mm-hmm. I like that. That's good. I'm not saying like you're a good boy or anything like that, but you know, like,
yeah, I'm definitely not.
Yeah. Who is,
right.
You know, Adam, Eve, even they fucked up, you know? Come on, delicious red apples, right?
I'm saying.
If it was covered in nuts and caramel, pff, yeah. I'd be like, come on.
I think it's in there somewhere.
Yeah, I would too. Let's talk about your EP and the photo shoot that you guys did. Was that weird? Was that the first photo shoot that you guys did?
It was actually, but it was awesome.
We did one with Evan Tran before that.
No, yeah, we did a few before.
Yeah, we didn't go up to in the snow. Have a photo shoot, though.
Oh. Anyway,
well, actually, Rebecca here was our first photo shoot.
But that was naked, right?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
In the snow.
But yeah, that was our first major promo photo shoot.
Mm-hmm. Was that weird? Because then you're like, okay, I have to wear clothes, and not necessarily this clothes is going to define me, because clothes don't define a person. You know what I mean? As you see me, as I wear my Too Many Dicks on the Dance Floor t-shirt, by the way.
I was admiring that. Is that what it says?
Yeah.
Okay.
The photographer, his name's Tommy Maxson, and I don't know, we were just kind of thinking of trying something other than just us standing up against a brick wall looking really cool, because we can do that pretty easily. So we wanted to
do just like the easy, like, cool, central. You know,
we wanted to try to think out of the box and do something a little differently than most bands do.
Now, I heard that someone suggested a Jurassic theme photo, like a Jurassic Park theme photo.
That would be me.
That was you.
Yeah.
That's Evan, by the way, the bassist. I want to know what the fuck were you on?
Well, they come to me and they say, we want to do a photo shoot that's not us leaning against a brick wall. So the first place my mind went was Jurassic Park.
And how would you do that? I wouldn't even, like, understand how to do that.
How you mean how we would actually
What, you're going to travel back in time and, like, find some dinosaurs?
If we couldn't do that, then we would probably, I don't know. we're probably going to leave it up to our photographer. So I pitched the idea to him. He looked at me like I was a jackass. And then we went with this idea.
Okay, which I think is a better idea. Let's all just be honest.
In hindsight,
yes, we all agree.
Maybe.
Let's clap on that one.
Now, Rob, is it true that you need a glass of milk to fall asleep?
It used to be true.
And what happened?
I grew up.
Oh, come on.
You grew up. I was going to say, you know
what?
You
grew up like 6 months ago then. I mean...
I know, like, what the fuck?
I thought we were being. I thought this was an honest show. Honestly,
yeah, you grew up. So. Is that it?
What?
Did you become lactose intolerant?
I only really drink a glass of milk when I put milk in my coffee.
Okay.
I think coffee kind of took over for milk in my life.
When he grew up.
When I grew up.
I can't do. I try to do like I'll get some Oreos or some Chips Ahoy. You know, perfect product placement, I know. Yeah. And I'll, you know.
Hint, hint.
Yeah. Send me some. And I will dunk them, you know, in my milk. But I'm at the age now where it makes me really gassy. And, like, I wake up in the morning and just the most erroneous sounds out of my ass happen. Really disgusting.
Well, that happens for me every morning. I don't have to drink milk to do that.
No. So, word to the wise, don't drink milk anymore, at least. But I love milk. I grew up just always drinking. Me and my brother and my sister, actually it was just me and my brother, used to pound milk like it was 40s. It was fucking ridiculous. Ridiculous. I love milk. What do you love?
Lamp.
I love lamp.
I love pie.
Pie's good. What's your favorite pie?
Boysenberry.
Really? You know what? Here's the thing with boysenberry.
The seeds?
The seeds, man. Yeah. Come on.
That's the only thing, but I don't care.
Do you floss? I'm really into flossing right now. Mm-mm. No, you don't. See, you're going to have to, if you're fucking around with boysenberry, you have to floss. That's just like... The golden rule, the golden standard. That's my New Year's resolution, by the way. Flossing every night is flossing. I don't know if you guys kept up with your New Year's resolutions or not. I'm killing Rob. It's ridiculous.
I'm good.
I'm killing Rob. You guys are making me kill Rob.
Don't stop.
No, don't not at all. Did you guys make any New Year's resolutions, just out of curiosity?
You know, I thought about it, but...
No. Well, it wasn't for you.
The reality is I'm not going to keep it. I said maybe I'd eat healthier, and then I thought about it. I said, well, it's not going to happen. So,
as you just chowed a bunch of the taco.
I literally ate seven, so yeah.
By the way, when the band got here, there was a copious amounts of Del Taco waiting for them. And we classed it up with some wine. So...
Fantastic.
Paired nicely.
Yeah, paired nice. Fantastically. And we all shared our love for Del Taco. So if you guys are into Del Taco, know that they're into Del Taco. So am I. What are your guys' plans now? Now that the EP is going to be out and your baby is going to be out in the wild, what now?
Any of you?
Just going to... play some shows and
there's no master
kind of help.
There's no you guys just roll with the punches,
yeah.
Type thing.
We want to record
one thing at a time.
We really wanted to record the EP. We want to get our songs out there. And now we have, and now we're just going to run with it. We're going to write more songs, play more songs.
Exactly.
It's such an interesting thing once you have an EP out there. It's like, okay, now we've done an EP. And everybody right away goes, okay, now you've surpassed yourselves right here. Now what now? Now what next?
Exactly.
There is a lot of pressure. You know, you guys have been together for quite some time now. And it's like you finally found your formula. Or have you found your formula?
I'd say we found it.
Yeah.
By and large.
Yeah.
What is the formula?
What is it?
E plus B equals awesome.
Was awesome. That's that should be your next album, by the way.
Shit, that or Filthy Sweet.
I would love Filthy Sweet, by the way.
That would actually be Filthy
Sweet. Think about it and text me tomorrow morning.
Oh, yeah.
And then text me, guys. How about that? Okay, we are going to have more with Pithy Sweet. We're actually going to get into the celebrity corner and talk a little celebrity gossip. I'm very anxious to see if you guys follow gossip or just your opinions. Don't tell me no when we get into the corner. We are going to hear the song Stella right here on the Enter the Shell show.
Fallen grace in all these years, taking time when I want. One more day and I won't stay, like a man who's on my brain. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-da. La-di-da-di-da-di-da-da.
It is the Enter the Shell show. My guests are Pithy Sweet, and it's now about time to get into some celebrity gossip and get into the celebrity corner from our corner to yours. Here's a look at what's happening here in Hollywood. The latest that's going on. Now, I don't know if you guys have been watching this closely. I just found out about this. Sandra Bullock and Ryan Reynolds. Have you guys heard anything about what's been going on?
Saw it when I bought something at Target the other day.
I was, the other day I went, I'm a little sick, I'm a little under the weather. I went and I bought some cold medicine. And as I looked to the counter, you know, you see all the rag mags and stuff like that. I saw that he left Scarlett Johansson. Mm-hmm. Scarlett Johansson! I don't know how your guys' thoughts are with Scarlett. She is a fucking ridiculously hot. Mm-hmm. Like,
very true.
Like she, that's the one that I'd be like, all right, cut off my balls. Fuck it. Cut them off.
What's the point? I mean,
so I can fuck her at least with my dick. Like, okay. I'm sorry. Like, is that too rude? Is that too raunchy?
No, no, no. It's your show.
Yeah, right? I would have fucked with it. She's fucking ridiculously hot. Ryan Reynolds goes from one extreme to the next. First, he was with Alanis Morissette. I don't find her sexy. I don't find her hot. I don't find her attractive. Maybe she's one of those girls that has, like, you know, the brain.
Maybe she'll go down on you in the theater.
Well, you... okay. Touche. Touche. Maybe that's what ScarJo... That's what I call her, by the way. ScarJo. Ooh, maybe she wasn't down to do that.
Maybe.
I don't know. Have you guys had sex in a theater or any strange places? Or any strange places.
I thought you just been in a theater.
No. We'll open it up.
Okay.
Evan, why don't you take this?
Wow. Any strange places... Tell you strange places I wish I've had sex.
I want to know, like, how you get it on.
Oh, no, you don't.
I do. I do.
I don't think I want to know.
I like to... I'm a traditional guy. I like candles. I like roses. I like shit like that. Sometimes I invite the girl. If not, I just sit back. I enjoy a nice evening. What can I say?
Ben.
Yes.
How do you get it on?
I don't yet.
You don't yet? Are you a virgin? There's nothing wrong with that.
I am.
Fuck yeah, dude. Fuck yeah. Finally, someone we could sacrifice here at NoHo 2. We've been looking for a virgin. Thank you. Marcus, pen him in for a sacrificial whatever we got.
Sacrificial sacrifice.
Done. Rob.
I like to find... the prettiest oriental rug in Costco.
Nice.
And I like to buy it and take it out to an abandoned warehouse, and that's about it.
You know what they say about oriental rugs? An hour later. Yeah.
Yeah, neither do I.
You know what they say about abandoned warehouses?
Yes, I do. And if you combine both of them together, it's magic.
It is. It truly is.
Truly.
What about you? Where do you go to that?
You know what? I'm a traditionalist. I like the bed. The bed's fine for me.
I was hoping... I was really afraid you were going to say the stage.
No, no. Okay. God, no. God, no. You've been on the stage. I know where you've been. I don't do stuff like that. I wish I could do a compound. I wish I could do... You know what? I don't have any fun sexual stories. They're all lame and boring. They're all like just regular... Oh, yeah, we fucked. Yeah. It was like no big thing. You know what I mean? I remember getting... You know what? I do remember getting it on till 6 in the morning. No, I wish. I wish I lived that Snoop Dogg... Yeah, I wish I lived that Snoop Dogg fantasy where I'm getting it on till 6 in the morning. And yeah, not, Snoop. Well, Snoop would be there. That would be kind of... No,
it's
because...
It's part of any fantasy.
You looking good, dog.
Yeah. Snoop would come in. He would show me his humongous, ginormous penis. And I'd be like... Dude,
not you asked.
Yeah, I'm like, you got the big pit bull, and I got the fucking little fucking Taco Bell dog, you know what I mean? Yeah, I got a little chihuahua, you know what I mean? It barks. That's all I can say. It barks loud. That's it. That's all I can say. Let's play a real quick game of F, Marry, Kill, and let's pretend you're Ryan Reynolds.
Okay.
Who would you F? You guys know how to play this game, right?
False.
Okay, F is fuck. Who would you fuck? Who would you marry, and who would you kill? Okay, we have Alanis Morissette. We have Scarlett Johansson, and now we have Sandra Bullock. F, Mary Kill.
What was the first one?
We have Alanis Morissette. And in which order? We're going to start with... I'm going to go with Evan first.
Okay, let me think.
Damn you, I thought you already... No,
I got one. Oh, no. I'd have to marry Sandra Bullock. And I'll tell you why. Because she's been married once already, and she'd probably make a good wife. You know, I'd have to.
Well, she got divorced, to be fair.
Yeah.
So I don't know if that makes a good wife.
By Hollywood standards, it's still pretty good. Okay. By my standards, it's still pretty good. How's that sound?
Okay.
Scarlett Johansson.
Right.
But, and I think I'd have to kill Alanis Morissette because outside of Jagged Little Pill, what has she done for us lately?
She did Thank You. That was a great song.
Yeah, Thank You very little. I mean.
Ben? That's true. That's true.
I would just kill them all.
You can't. There's, you have to do one. Yeah, each one has to fit a slot.
Well, I mean,
this is hypothetical. If I knew Scarlett Johansson, do you think I'd be introducing you to her or like any of these girls? I'd be trying to get them all myself, just for the money. I assure you.
You hear about the roses blowing all around?
Exactly.
Well, it's a toss-up between Sandra Bullock and Alanis Morissette for killing.
Okay.
Ouch.
Okay.
That's my point.
Actually, it's a tie between all three of them. I'd stick with my guns. They're all dead.
All right, Ben. You're no fun. Wrong. Save me here, my friend.
I would fuck Scarlett Johansson.
Nice. Who are you going to marry? Who are you going to kill?
I'd probably marry Aunt Alanis.
Uh-huh. Why?
Atlantis?
She's probably... I don't know. I feel like I'd rather marry her than Sandra Bullock.
Okay.
And then I'd kill Sandra. She already got, you know, the awards and everything, so she's good to go.
She's good.
She's yeah.
good to go.
She's ready.
Well, I'm sorry, but I'm going to kill your wife.
Moving right along, I don't know, I think this is celebrity news, but the iPhone has a date, February 10th, and that's when it will be released on Verizon. Yeah.
Fantastic.
Are you guys big iPhone guys or into
phones? I have Verizon, so no.
No.
Oh, yeah, Verizon.
Same here.
Can I tell you what I heard about it?
Tell me
I was
immediately.
Listening to NPR, which is like listening to cardboard, but I was listening to it, and... they were talking about it, how Verizon is going to suck, but it's going to be still on the 3G network, not on the 4G, so it's going to run slower. And on other iPhones, you can surf the web and take calls at the same time. You can't do that on the Verizon phone.
Really?
Oh, so as far as I could tell, this is like a half finished
product. You can't surf the web and be on a phone call
at the same time. No, not on the Verizon.
Why would anyone make a phone that couldn't do that?
That's what I'm saying.
Why would you even buy it?
And they asked him that, and they said. They want to get this out to the public as soon as possible because that's what they're demanding.
And they're like, fuck it, we'll figure out the rest
we'll
later.
Just figure it out later. Yeah, sounds like a real half-assed approach to me.
I have AT&T and I do have an iPhone, but I have it for purely fun reasons, like playing Words with Friends. By the way, if you want to play Words with Friends, which is AKA Scrabble, look for me. EnterTheShell.com. That is actually my Words with Friends. I'm a fucking whore. Nobody
just
understands.
Scrabble it up.
Scrabble it up. I won't say I will take you to the mat, but I'm all right. I'm pretty decent. Right now I'm learning chess. And that is an extremely difficult game. And why am I learning it? For no other reason, just to say I'm learning chess.
Sure.
You know? Fuck it, right? I mean, why not? I don't look like the type that would play chess, which is why I play it.
You'll lure them in.
I'll lure them in and then
sharp, but with a much lamer game.
Well, totally lamer game.
Chess shark.
All right, let's get into the artist of the week, shall we? Now, I'm going to give you some clues on this week's artist of the week. This is a two-piece band comprised of Katie Harris and Tom Brayton, who just released an EP that was recorded in Claremont, California. They'll be performing live on the Enter the Shell show in February. This band's music has been compared to Swell Season and Brandon Flowers. Who is this dynamic duo? Check the blog section out this Friday and find out who wants to detach themselves. Some little clues. Did you guys, with those clues, figure out who that was?
I got a guess.
Say your guess.
But I'm not going to say anything until...
Until Friday.
The blog.
Nice.
Then I'll tell you my guess.
Also, we do have a few new bloggers. Morgan, he just did an album review on Thomas Giles and the album Pulse. So go check that out. I got this these new bloggers. And I was like, guys, this is the parameters. Just expand my mind. Let's see where you can take me. And that's what they're doing, and that's what I liked about. I read Morgan's review of Pulse, and I think you guys should all read it too. It's not anything that's out there, and I like that. I like finding new bands, you know, like I do know all the regular bands and stuff like that, and that's great and that's fun, but it's always just better to just check out your varieties. Even if you don't even like the band, it's always just good to know that there's other music out there. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know, like I enjoy that. Do you guys enjoy that? Discovering new bands, whether you hate them or not. Do you just love that process?
Yeah, I like looking for new music.
I went the other day was Tuesday, and this is what I love about music. One of my favorite bands, Cake, just released an album, Showroom of Compassion. And this is what I love about music. I went out and I took myself out on a date. I went in the morning. I said Best Buy opens up at 10 a.m. And I woke up at 8. I went to IHOP. I got myself some steak and eggs. So I was like, fuck it. It's Cake Day. I'm gonna fucking go all out. Afterwards, I took a massive dump in IHOP. It was a religious experience. It was massive. And then afterwards I went to... No, but it took me like a half an hour for that dump. That's right. And then afterwards I went to Best Buy, purchased the album. And then I went to my local bar. This is at 10 in the morning, by the way. And I had myself a Bloody Mary and then listened to the album on the way home. It was amazing. I hope... Not necessarily the same thing happens with you guys as far as, like, you know, your fans go out and they do this kind of ceremonial thing. This is just something I like to do.
IHOP dump and Bloody Mary.
Yeah. I don't know. Were you guys ever excited about music like that? Were you guys, had these little rituals that you guys did, like, for an album or something that would come out?
I'll tell you this. If I took a 30-minute dump, that would be it for the rest of my day.
Well, that is for... I take one a day.
And just recover. There's no fucking way.
I take one a day.
That is impressive.
Yeah. Just one... fuck it. Just get it all out of the way so I could continue my day. Hey, it's now time for shout-outs. If you email us or even, you know... Don't send me poop pictures, okay? Do not email me djturtle2rs@enterthesheld.com. Don't send me poop pictures. Please do not. I know I'm going to get, like... 1,000 poop pictures now by saying that, but please don't. But if you email us, you comment on our Facebook, you comment on Enter the Shell, we're going to hook you up with a shout out just to say thank you. Fair enough, right? So the Middle Brothers, they hooked it up. And now, I don't know if you guys are fans of Deer Tick or not, or the Delta Spirits or Dawes, but a band comprised of three of those guys, the Middle Brothers, gave us a song to put on enterthesheld.com. The song is Me, Me, Me. I highly suggest you download it from us. It's amazing. And I'm a big Deer Tick fan anyway, so anything that the lead singer does, I'm kind of like, okay, that's cool. I'm totally down. Another shout out I'm going to give to Stitcher Radio. Thank you, guys. Like I said earlier before, we are now syndicated on Stitcher Radio, Stitcher.com. And then we're going to have all the links to the band, to Stitcher on EnterTheShell.com. So make sure you check us out for that. Brandon, Randall, Kai, I know you're listening. We're going to be together, not soon, but pretty soon. She was my co-host back in the day. She just left to Texas, but now that she's out there, she's finding all these rappers and bands, and we're working on me flying out there and then doing the show in Houston, and then she's going to fly out and do the show in LA from time to time. So thank you. Thank you, Kai. Michelle Crispin, Darius Franchin. I totally fucked that up, I know. Don Staley. And Arian Soleil. Do you guys have any shout-outs that you guys want to give out?
I figured if we don't say anybody, then no one will be upset.
Yeah. Upset. Or just say everybody. If we forgot you, then we're sorry. You know what I mean?
I don't want to do a shout-out to anyone.
I'll do a shout-out to Jackie. How's that sound?
Done.
No one else.
Consider it done. Okay, now. Now it's time for the moral of today's show. Now, what's going to happen is I have the Demoralizer 3000. Now, I'm going to turn it on, and I'm going to say a few words that will hopefully sum up today and tell us the moral of today's show. All right. Milk, mastering, filthy sweet, Rob, Joey Winter, oatmeal cookies, and masturbation. There. That means it's done. Evan.
Yes, sir.
I will let you read the moral of the show. If you can pick up that envelope, rip it open, and tell some moral. Of today's show.
The moral of today's show is I wasn't on board with that statement until homemade dinosaurs.
There it is.
There it is.
Indeed. There it is. That is the moral of today's show. Thanks again to Pithy Sweet for being on the show. And like I said before, we are now syndicated on Stitcher Radio. We'll have the link on enterthesheell.com. And guys, we need to do this again. Maybe we'll have you guys plug in next time. We won't do like an acoustic thing or so. But thank you guys for being on the show.
Yeah, catch us.
Fuck yeah, guys. Fuck yeah. I loved it. You know what I love? This is my favorite thing about the Enter the Shell show. And that's when I meet a band for the first time, you know, and I see them and they see me. And we have no idea what's about to happen. You know, I like to think magic happens every time a band meets me, you know, and magical things happen. But, like, we fucking made it work. We got some Del Taco. We fucking classed the joint up. I fucking loved it. I loved it. And I'm a fan of you guys. So, like, it worked out because I got to meet some cool fucking people.
Thank you.
So, check them out, pithysweet.com. We're going to have all the links on Enter the Shell. Right now, we are going to leave you with the song Big Sur, and go out and get their album. We're going to have a link to go download it digitally. And by the way, I forgot to mention, dude, and this is so fucking dope. You guys handmade your EP. Now, when I mean handmade, I seriously, they decorated it themselves. They put a track listing. It's fucking beautiful. I thought this is really the actual copy of the EP. It's fucking amazing. We are going to give this out. We're going to get you guys to autograph it. Look on Enter the Shell for details, okay, on how to win this unique, one-of-a-kind EP. It's fucking dope. We were giving out two, but I think I might keep one for myself. All right? Nice. So everyone out there on Stitcher, email me. enterthesheell.com, and look for the contest rules and everything else right here on enterthesheell.com. We're going to leave you now with Big Sur. Like I said, thank you guys once again, and fuck yeah. And we're out of here. Later. Take it away, guys.
Your papa said it's gone, and it's gone. closer's coming up my way, my home. And your mama knows all where you've been, but your doctor knows all of your sins. It's justified. It's justified. Listen to what the old man said. Coming up faster than anyone ran. Went by way to open their eyes. Coming up over under the disguise. And it's gone like a papa said, it's gone. And it's gone. Coming way my open womb. Fixer's coming up my way, my home. And your mama knows all where you've been, but your doctor knows all your sins. It's justified. It's justified.
Pithy Sweet, your new favorite band. Catch them, pithysweet.com. That's going to do it for another edition of the End of the Shell Show. And we're out of here. Later.
Bye.